Thanks for tuning in to House of Bob. We'll be starting the action a few moments late today to talk to you about something important. Our group is based in Canada. We're very thankful for the many privileges that come with living in this great country, including our access to universal healthcare, especially when our neighbors to the south are without. A member of our group, Christina, is originally from the United States, where most of her family still resides. Right now, Christina's stepmother, Joyce, is fighting a battle for her health. Even with medical insurance, Joyce is without employer benefits and now faces the battle of high medical bills, co-payments, and deductibles. We've included the link in the description to Joyce's GoFundMe where you can learn more. We'd love if you'd consider a small donation to help in her recovery, or even if you shared the link on social media to help spread the word. Thanks so much for listening. Here's Trevor with Hunt for the Last Jedi.
After the events of the Revenge of the Sith and the formation of the Empire, a large bounty was placed on the capture of the remaining Jedi, causing many wealthy nobles loyal to this new empire to finance parties to hunt down the last Jedi and collect the bounty. One such noble, Hubtuck, has assembled a team of humans, Twi'leks, Gans, and droids called the Hubtuck Five.
I'm Jake. I'll be playing as Gearhead, a human technician.
I'm Schubert. I'll be playing Spug, or to himself, Spub.
My name's Dan. I'll be playing Ella, Twi'lek Explorer.
I'm Alex, and I'll be playing as F1X333.
While pursuing a lead in the western reaches on the mid-rim planet of Takodana, your ship flies in low over the jungle canopy towards a small opening. As the ship begins to lower down, your pilot, Mop, says he will stay with the ship while you venture forth into the ruins of the Jedi Temple to pursue bounties on the Jedi hiding there.
There's two humans waiting for you by the entrance to the Jedi Temple, leaning against sort of like fuel tanks and just sort of like crates, miscellaneous.
Are they just trying to look cool or
yeah.
What?
Well, no, they're there guarding the entrance. They're like, what are you guys doing here? State your business.
Sorry, they're guarding the
entrance to the temple.
They just look like random dudes, though, right?
There's like a sandy hair colored human, just quiet, that isn't saying anything, and then the other is like a fish creature.
Reporting for standard maintenance service.
No, I thought we were bounty hunting. Wait, are they not Imperial?
No, they're just like regular, they're just residents. Yeah,
they're locals.
Oh, okay. Temple belong to. Like
they're probably locals.
Well, this isn't a temple. This is an archaeological site where we're looking up the remains of people that have. We're going to establish a base.
This is super convincing.
Somebody roll a
step aside.
I'm 100% convinced.
Yeah, I think just a general perception.
Two successes and an advantage.
You can tell so painfully obviously that this guy is completely lying to you, that he's under-equipped to be guarding the entrance to this. And you kind of get the insight that he has sort of like a naive sense about him, that he's been sort of like following some like religious ideologies that may be in line with the Jedi. So you're sort of like, oh.
I think I might know how to handle this. All right.
Diplomacy.
So I get out. I get out my... Hold on. Let's see what kind of weapon I have. Okay, I get out my blaster rifle.
Okay.
I point it at them, and I say...
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, get used to thinking that.
You tell him, Spub.
It's Spug.
My bad, Spub.
All right, Spub. He's going to just be like, you guys... Give us your money, or...
Whoa.
Yeah. Or I'm gonna just open fire here. I'm a crazy bug man.
You're gonna rob these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you roll me and intimidate?
Not knowing what to do, I pull out my own blaster.
Like, following the lead.
Thanks for the backup.
Yeah. There you go.
So, four advantage.
So, they give you their blasters? Like, they that's both good. Hand their blasters over to you.
That's good.
And then they hand you 50 credits.
Okay. You want to split it evenly? 25, 25?
Yeah.
I mean... yes. I mean, I was going to take it all. How about 30 and 1?
Whatever. All right. 30. As long as I get one of those blasters.
34. Yeah, you can have one of the blasters.
And they just sort of say, like, there's five more inside on the first level. And they just sort of, like, back up away and disappear into the jungle.
Pleasure thank doing you. Business.
Well, if everything goes this smoothly.
We didn't even have to murder those guys.
I check out their swoop.
Swoop.
There it is.
It's green.
Green?
Yeah. Other than there's like a baby blue one.
I get. Oh, wow. I was going to say you might get green for camouflage, maybe, but baby blue.
it's more like a sporty color.
Pistol?
A blaster. Rifle? You got a blaster pistol and a blaster rifle.
Which one do you want?
I'll take I already have a pistol. Do you have a pistol?
No. I'll take the pistol if you take the rifle.
I just pull out like the fuel cell or something from the swoops so they won't operate. And
excellent. Good idea.
Unless and if they come back and try to go for reinforcements or whatever.
Cool.
And then I shoot it.
And
no!
Mop is outside. Mop is outside. Like, Mop is in the ship.
Yeah.
Like, parked. Yeah. Mop's just sort of like, yeah, I got an eye on it. Don't worry about it.
But like, we just take the fuel cell so that the bikes don't work if they come back, but we can pop it back in so we can escape on it if we need to.
Should have told me that before I blasted you.
All right. So the entrance of the temple is just sort of like a slight decline. There's string lights hanging from the top as it goes all the way down. And then it opens up to a pitch black room with pillars that are sort of like old power cells that the previous generations of the temple builders must have used to like power their doors and their lifts and stuff. So you're basically entering through what must have been a back door into the power generator room. And give me perception rolls.
Two successes on my perception.
One success, one advantage.
One success and so two threat. Three successes, but two disadvantages.
You all see three just sort of like, again, similar kind of like villager dude kind of guys hanging out with like blasters. But they're sitting around like a glowing light. It's sort of like the Star Wars equivalent of a burning trash can. Like, they're just sort of like hanging out. It's like there's a small light that's sort of like filling a small circle of light inside this long, large, dark room. And you see them, but...
Are they huddled around it for like warmth or something?
Just light. They're just hanging out. And you see all of them and you hear them say, "What was that? Did you hear that? Sounded like a robot. Or it sounded like a footsteps."
Everybody freeze. or we were just in like a hallway, right? Is there anything, any other branching rooms or hallways or anything?
We should just lure them to us one by one.
Yeah.
We'll have to call them by name.
So I'm going to quickly do Aaron. Like a little drawing.
Double A's.
He Aaron calls my a name. Aaron's. I must go alone.
I must go. My people need me.
I've been called.
So the slow incline that you
took.
We
should have found out those dudes' names.
Oh. Yeah, we could have eliminated two of the possible names.
Well, I just mean like, we could have like yelled from a distance like, "Hey,
alien,
it's Michael, we need you out here."
Right.
And then ambushed them.
Yeah. They were pretty nice to just tell us that there was a bunch of guys in here.
They said to say there was five.
Yeah, and we only see three.
Intriguing.
Three there are.
Three there are.
Intriguing.
There must be two
others.
Yeah,
I heard you, dude.
Robot blowing all of you see it, but you all hear them say, "Oh, there's footsteps," and it sounds like a droid. You guys walk down
like
the ramp.
A kitty cat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
For everyone listening at home, I've drawn a map that looks like a kitty cat. You walk down a ramp into a long, dark hallway with tall pillars that are sort of like tanks of like what used to be the batteries that powered this
Okay.
Ruin.
No longer.
I like it.
Is Jedi ruin. So these are all dark, and then this is the ring of light
mm-hmm.
that this small generator is emitting, and the X's are the three people you see that are hearing something coming from down the hall.
All right. I'm going to dive roll to the far top left pillar. Correct.
Cool. Give me an... Do you want a stealth or your acrobatic?
Roll a dive roll.
No, I'm going, ha! And then jumping really? And diving.
Okay, give me an acrobatics.
Why do you do all of
We're
the things
We're
going
to be fighting a Jedi soon. You can't just fucking run around and jump and yell.
There's no acrobatics.
Athletics, I think.
Athletics?
Yeah, athletics.
Oh, cool. I'm not sure.
There you go. I know the system that we're playing. Trying to dive roll into the dark without looking. Hopefully you don't hurt yourself.
One advantage.
Oh, how do you... He didn't fit. He didn't succeed in dive rolling. I'm going to say you slipped, but you slid forward on your stomach and ended up where you wanted to be. So you very ungracefully slid to
the
destination.
But I made it look cool.
Yeah, you didn't dive roll. No, you didn't look cool. That's, dive rolls are cool. You didn't succeed in dive rolls.
Mm. They don't know that, though.
They didn't even see you. It's in the dark.
Right.
Well, for all you know.
I think I'm going to stick in the hallway, but... You know, is there anything in this hallway? So a crate that I can hide behind, or
you could just there's either the corner of like the hallway in the room, or you could go into the room and hide behind the pillars because there's an abundance of pillars.
I'll wait at the corner of the hallway so we can flank them.
All right, sweet, sounds good.
I'll draw their fire.
All right, they're not
and
shooting yet. But...
I wrap my arms around both pillars and I just start blasting.
Oh, no, dear.
No.
No, don't do that.
Are you
triggering combat, Dan?
All right, we'll wait to see what these other guys do anyway. It's their turn.
All right, Dave or Alex, if you have...
Give us one chance to do something before you kind of like decide for everybody.
You did start shooting the other two. Shooting, but you pulled your gun on them the moment we saw them.
To threaten them.
But I wasn't going to start
your
shooting.
Gun. Show him your guns.
Show him your big guns.
All right. Do you have an idea of what you want to do, Dave?
I haven't shot anybody yet.
Okay.
Good. Don't.
I'll pull out both the blaster rifle and pistol for intimidation factor. Right?
That's tricky.
Yeah, that's what you were doing. That's
oh,
what
I thought you
said
mentioned
before,
three
right?
guns. My bad.
I'll try to do that if I can. I mean...
You can try.
I think my race only has two arms.
Yeah,
so.
I think so too.
Yeah. So just two guns.
All right.
And I'll kind of whip around the corner.
For a moment, I thought you were going to say you have a gun, and a whip.
Is this not an Indiana Jones campaign?
No, it could be, I guess.
But, okay.
Humans. I hate humans.
So you have two guns.
Yeah.
And
just
you're,
for intimidation.
And you're just hiding behind a pillar?
No,
right now?
I kind of like whip around to face them.
To face them?
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of call out to them. I'm going to say... Any of you suckers want to live, this is your time to get out.
Nice.
You've got to get an intimidation on that shit.
Triple,
yeah,
triple three. What's your move?
I pull out my blaster pistol, and I echo the command. If any of you want to live, now is your chance to... Leave.
Do you just play back his voice like you recorded it and then you just blast it out on your PA?
But turn it into a remix.
Yeah.
If any of you want to live. Yeah.
Alright,
well, awesome fresh beats.
I'm just gonna cross out the stealth skill because I don't think
this is the opportunity you would have had.
My leg joints alone are gonna spoil stealth for all of us.
Yeah. Roll your coercion.
Do I get any bonuses from having
a robot echo what you
say?
Yeah. Grab a blue die on that.
Because I wanna see if any of these guys will be coerced into running.
Okay.
Dropping their weapons and money at my feet.
Yeah, it was a cool check for
And cool if you're expecting it, vigilance if you aren't.
Three success and one disadvantage.
Sure. Or three threat. Success and one threat.
Yeah. Correct.
Two of them put up their hands and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. But the third sort of like has his hand on his blaster and he's like, guys, like, this is serious business. Like, they got past Sandy and...
You don't want us to do what we did to your friends.
Oh, that's harsh.
And I pull out a human scalp.
You just had for safekeeping.
Yeah, I mean...
You're a Gand. I'll let
it's kind of like a rabbit
foot. They look closely. The hair doesn't match.
It's kind of like a rabbit foot.
It's like black hair, but the two guys had like blonde hair and like light blue hair. So you're holding black hair, and they're like, is it just the lighting? Or like,
well, I didn't have time to scalp them yet, but I was gonna.
All right. Well, can everyone roll initiative?
One success, one advantage.
I got one success and two advantages.
One and one.
Dave, what do you
get? I just got two advantage.
A minion opens fire. Bug is getting shot at by a very freaked out, but not as freaked out as the other two that are freaked out guard.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm used to getting shot at. I get shot at all the time. All
right. That's
my job.
That's good. 9 damage.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to just open fire. I guess I'm aiming for the guy who shot me.
The guy who shot you?
Yeah. All
right.
So yeah, I'm going to shoot. Pew, 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 pew. 3 advantage. And then I move behind a pillar.
It prevents them from diving for cover, but you don't actually hit any of them. So they all sort of like actually cluster together so that they're closer together.
Yeah.
And well illuminated beside their glowing thing that they got.
Yeah, they're like forced all.
Yeah, they're like, ugh! Like
cool.
Sweet. There's another player slot.
I'm going to take aim and shoot. I'm not going to need to hide.
2 purple, 2 blue, and then your basic skill.
You got it, dude.
Thanks.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking good. Alright, let's see. 2 hits and 6 advantage.
2 hits and 6 advantage?
That is right.
Is there something you would like to do with this advantage? Like, you can be a little, like, cinematic in the way you're, like, explaining the way you shoot at these guys?
I wanna, like, do such a hail of bullets that, like, it almost petrifies them to even like move.
Blaster fire. So
like,
you
one of them's gonna get hit, but the others are just gonna be like so scared to move because there's bolts flying every direction.
They'll stay there. Yeah. What's the damage for 2 hits?
7.
Okay, so there's 2 of them huddled together, and then like the one that was most like rah 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 goes flying backwards, and then the 2 huddled ones huddle closer together to like fill in the empty space that guy that now is dead smoking on the ground. You just killed a guy, Dan.
Oh God. This got so dark so quickly.
Dibs on the scalp.
When he says it gets so dark, I shoot out the light.
You don't even have to roll for that. I like that. That's good. That's very cinematic.
Let's all start making ghost sounds.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. All right, one more player slot.
There's the 2 that are
huddled closer together.
Let's see if we can intimidate them somewhere.
Yeah.
They might yield now.
Okay, I say, all right, let's try this again. Stop what you're doing and throw down your weapons.
You hear their guns just drop to the ground.
Nice.
Yeah. Please don't hurt us. Please don't hurt us.
How many more of you are there in here?
There's just Big Bill and Zion.
Where are they?
Well, they're in the arena.
Where's the arena?
It's further down the hall.
All right. What are they packing? What are we working with here?
Zion's got like a carbine. Like, he's seen combat. None of us have seen combat. The
you
rest of us are just
for the first time.
What are your 2's names?
My name's Onet. My name's Banks.
We know you're keeping a Jedi here, and we aim to find them.
Onet and Banks like exchange looks. And they're really uncomfortable and sad looking.
Aww.
Tell us where the Jedi is.
They are on the 3rd level. They're down in the deeper in the temple. They asked us to protect them while they sort some stuff out.
How many?
Well, as far as we know, there's only two down there, but they move around so quickly, like we have no idea.
It might just be one moving back and forth very quickly.
Don't mock us.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, boys. If you would kindly follow the exit.
Nice doing business with you.
The Empire thanks you for your service.
Own it picks up Banks and Own it drags Banks away as Banks just continues to cry.
They took all my credit.
You're poor anyway.
I radio Mop and tell him we got two coming out there so he can get the ship's blasters pointed right at the door. Not to shoot them, but just to, you know, make prevent sure them from doing anything.
Mop yeah. just clicks back on the radio station twice as like confirmation. Yeah. Click, click. All right, guys.
Maybe rev up the guns a little.
Start pumping them up like a super soaker.
It's like a chain gun.
You hear planetary blasters from like a ship like...
Oh.
I said don't shoot them. Oh.
There was two clicks, and then another click is Morse code for sorry.
Oh, that's a worse fate than the other guy. There's going to be nothing left. Nothing to send back to his wife.
Or our guy is a terrible shot, and he totally knows.
Yeah, we'll find out later.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And at the end of the long, dark room that you can see, there's a light of an entryway, like a kind of a blast doors or... partway open.
These like a big like battery pillars, they're all empty.
Yes. Yeah. They're dusty. There's like vines growing up, moss.
Bugs. I examine them to see if there's anything salvageable, but I imagine probably not.
Not really. It'd be like going to like a castle these days.
Right.
So like there's rocks that you could put in your garden, but there's like nothing you could use to like build your own house with.
Sure, I'd take some rocks. No, I don't.
You fill your pocket full of rocks.
You are now encumbered.
Okay.
This is a pretty nice place. I mean, I feel like we could basically set up a hunter's lodge here.
Good.
Just kind of relax.
Yeah, put the fire pit over there.
Yeah.
And the spit roaster over there.
Yeah, we put the Jedi's head mounted right there.
That's mm-hmm.
Very classy.
All right. I think take a position like behind a pillar with eyes on where the light generator was.
Sure.
I imagine that's where he's going to go.
Okay.
Are we hiding?
Well, there's someone coming from the other hallway now.
All right.
Ooh, I have an idea. If it's not the Jedi, we should like take them hostage and use them to get the Jedi to come out.
That's a good idea. Actually.
They might just go into hiding.
Yeah, let's each get behind like a pillar in the meantime.
You see someone in sort of like, they have like a blast vest and sort of like a backwards cap.
Whoa.
And like some like face paint on their face.
This guy's a little
like
more prepared.
A carbine blaster and sort of like ducks around the corner.
This is our like, combat specialist
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's like a hobby combat specialist.
Yeah.
He's like a little more into it than you think he should be.
Yeah, he played a lot of paintball growing up.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly the guy. And, yeah, he looks around and he calls out. He's like, Banks! Banks! Banks!
Ooh.
Ooh.
No ghosts?
Okay. He ducks back from around the corner. You hear like some muttering, but you don't, he's disappeared from the lights.
Okay, what was that guy's name we heard before? He called this guy a name.
Banks.
Banks.
Banks told us this guy's name.
Yeah, he said he's got a carbine and has seen combat.
Yeah, what'd you tell us his name was?
It was like Fred. Big Louie or something.
Oh yeah, Big Billy.
I'll yell his name. Big Billy, we need help outside. We're pinned down. And then I unload my rifle a few times.
Do you want to roll like something to like try and convince him?
Sure. I'll do a coercion.
Deception, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a deception.
Ooh, I'm not good at this.
You can use a fate point or Star Wars point.
Sure.
Destiny point.
Light is that just point. Upgrade?
Yep. Yeah, it changes one of the greens to yellow.
I'm only rolling two green. Maybe I'll do that. Sure, you can flip one for me. Okay, what am I rolling against?
Well, just say it's willpower.
So a triumph, one success.
He comes storming out into the open with like his carbine, and he's all like, "All right, what do you want?" he's trying to intimidate as well too, but he's come all the way out.
Can I just bop him on the back of the head with my gun?
Sure, yeah.
Throw your gears at him.
like shurikens. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Can I use a Star Wars point?
Yeah.
Success, triumph, advantage.
Oh, yeah. For as tough and like serious as this guy takes himself,
yeah.
You knock him out that much.
So he's out?
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet carbine rifle.
He doesn't have any credits on him. He spent all his money on something.
Let's tie him up to one of these pillars.
Yeah, tie him up.
Because if we let him outside, he's going to get exploded.
That's true.
You're saving his life, really.
Yeah, he'll thank us later.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I guess we'll continue on to the next room then.
Okay. It's a short hallway that opens up into like a round... It almost seems like a hangar bay slash... It's like a gladiatorial arena, but it's not really... There's no audience. It's just like a large... round room, but in like kind of the just off center there's some rigging and like kind of a chain link hoist. Imagine like a lift that would lower down into something.
Okay.
And then there's like a few crates in the corners, and then someone peeks out from behind the crate and shuffleboards their blaster towards you guys.
It's right. Getting easier and easier.
I get my grenade ready.
I pick up the blaster and I'm like, finally, you guys are learning.
Come on out.
Come over here.
Yeah. Here, boy.
We need to patch you down.
His hands come up.
I wave him over.
He's got like a scraggly mustache and he's like upset. And he's sort of like, I don't want any trouble. This is more than I bargained for already.
What
I was told. Well, I was bargained for helping the downtrodden sort of work out their deal. I don't know. I was going to get 20 credits for this.
Jesus. we're not here to judge you, man. We just need to make sure you don't have any more weapons on you. So come on over, give you a pat down, and then you're free to go.
He reluctantly walks over to you.
Start patting him down.
He doesn't have anything on him.
Sure. We get in all the nooks and crannies.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I get really up in there.
Check his chest compartment.
All right, I shove my hand
in. He's
got
like a fanny pack that was kind of like hidden.
How do you hide a fanny pack?
On the other side of your hip.
I just said we wouldn't judge, okay, guys?
Oh, I'm judging pretty hard now.
He's making it difficult.
Yeah, I'm going to like put him in a bit of a chokehold.
Oh, jeez. All right.
What's in your fanny pack?
What's in the fanny pack?
Just nothing. I don't have anything.
Well, I pull out my blaster pistol have it against his head. Poor guy.
I'm just here to operate the lift.
Well, that's good. You can...
All right. I take out a knife and I cut off his fanny pack.
Whoa.
I was nervous there for a second. Yeah, I was really nervous. What are you going to cut off?
No, I'm not going that. That's scary.
Not yet.
You have thoroughly shaken this poor
nothing
NPC.
On you, eh? Let's just see what's in here. And I open it up.
It's empty. There's nothing in the fanny pack.
Dude, what the hell? Empty fanny pack?
It's just for style.
It's in case I find something. It's for the 20 credits I'm supposed to get for this.
Right.
Get a backpack, you loser. Good.
I said
see why you're on the
judge.
Losing team.
Come on, man. Be nice to the fanny pack, man.
All right.
What's your name, Fanny?
It's Artie.
Artie?
All right, fanny pack. Here's the deal.
We're going to need you as a hostage, so you can just relax. We're not actually going to murder you. But
hold still. Are. The Stockholm Syndrome will set in momentarily.
And like, start like a needle comes out of your compartment.
You guys. Maybe we could become friends after this,
as I start tying him up.
I really hope not.
All right, I tie up his arms behind his back.
Great. I'll need these to operate the lift.
Well, we can operate the lift. You just tell us what button to push.
There's a down arrow and an up arrow.
Yeah. Like, I can see why they're only paying you 20 credits.
Yeah, don't try to make yourself look so great. Okay, so anyway, we need to find... where's your Jedi buddy?
He went down into the next level.
All right.
Then that's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
I have to stay up here.
No, you don't.
The buttons are on the top of the lift.
Yeah.
They don't go down with the lift. They stay up here.
That's fine.
That's why there were a bunch of guys up here.
We'll figure out a way up. No problem.
Ah.
Get in the lift.
All right. It's meant for four people, so it's a little squished.
It's fine.
So what made you get into the elevator business?
I was working at a supply emporium for big game hunters, and I just happened to be really like proficient with the high hide.
Ooh, so you like big game hunting, do you? I actually came to this world to set up a huntsman lodge.
That's great.
Did you go to school for elevator operation or just self-trained?
You arrive in a room. All
right. I show him a picture of my children.
Why?
This is Steve. We're doing Stockholm Syndrome. This one's Michael.
So roll a perception check.
Two success, one advantage.
You end up in a round room and... the lift is coming down on sort of like one of the lower, just off of center. It's basically a round room that sort of mirrors the room above it.
Yeah.
Except that there's four doors evenly spaced around the whole round room. And they all kind of like concave out of that. Except for one, which is like the door is half closed. And you can kind of tell that all the doors are connected and there's one opening. So if you push... that opening slot slides through and will open all the other doors, but it only open one at a time.
Yeah, I got you.
And then the other three are all closed off.
Very Star Wars.
Yeah. And then there's a...
we just need to catwalk without railings and we're set.
Yeah, perfect. There's a plinth in the middle of the room, sort of like just in front of where the cage sort of like slowly enters down and then opens up. And there's a plinth in front of you with a round... divot in the middle of it that would presumably hold like a sphere of some kind.
Do we see controls on the doors or?
There's no controls on the doors. The doors are actually quite smooth.
Hey, Artie, you know how to work this thing?
I've never been down here before. I stay at the top of the lift.
Right. Well, we're all exploring new territory.
You guys.
First time for everything, Fanny.
We're gonna have to get a beer after this, Fanny.
Hmm.
We'll laugh about this later.
All right, you guys. You're now in this room. The plinth is fairly smooth and doesn't really seem to have a lot of outwardly move-like features. Although I'd say that one of your advantage gives you the impression that there's something that would fit in that divot and possibly like move the doors.
Like a trackball.
Yeah.
Hmm. Should we just try a door, see what happens?
It seems like they're fairly sealed.
Well, there's one that's open.
Oh, it is open.
Yeah, there's one door that's open.
Okay.
That's our option, eh?
That's your option.
We have these grenades.
You put that in the circle and
or just around. I just mean like blow up a door.
Well, I guess let's examine closer the hallway that is open.
This top right that's open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, we go to that one.
Well, it's an open door, so you can look into it and see. There's a set of small stairs that sort of like goes up to like a middle landing that's sort of triangular shaped that then faces a then elevated another level and then another stand that a big statue is up on top of. And in the bottom corner, there's like a sort of like small pile of like dusty rags and like a small like orb mixed in with them.
Yeah, what's the statue of?
The statue is sort of like a strange abstract shape, kind of looks like a booger with like hair and arms.
Ah, yes.
Gross.
Yeah.
The first Jedi.
Does anybody want to do like a... Is there any lore check that would be relevant?
A lore?
All I've got is Underworld, really.
Yeah, this isn't quite Underworld. This is more like ancient history.
I just have lore. That's weird. Oh, wait, no, he gave me Xenology. That makes sense.
Yeah, do a Xenology check.
Oh, okay. No, I failed. I failed bad.
Failed bad? You have no idea what this booger means. It just looks like a booger. You get the impression that this is, like, probably a room that they would, like, likely meditate in and, you know, like, seek inspiration. Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
The Jedi, like, who the fuck knows what the Jedi got up to in these dark, danky...
Jedis are fucked.
...temples.
Yeah, these guys are weird. Oh, yeah. That didn't sound like
that
a
wasn't
robot.
Very droid-like.
You did find a large, round... sort of artifact like sphere. Yeah. It's kind of like,
tell me about that.
It feels like it's probably made out of like glass. And it's like creamy colored.
Hmm. And it was just in this pile of rags?
Yeah.
I look at the rag.
They are like woven, dusty, very tight knit. They almost look like little carpets or like mats that you would sit on.
Like a meditation mat or something?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Why would they worship a booger?
I'm telling you. It's the first Jedi?
They're weird. Are these little mats worth anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. They are super dusty and kind of gross looking.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, you don't even want to touch them.
Gross.
Well,
will the orb fit in my chest compartment?
You don't have a chest compartment. You're a droid.
I do, too.
It literally says
it's
on his
right
sheet.
Here. Hidden storage chest compartment.
Oh, wow.
Suck it, GM.
Yeah, there you go.
It's on my sheet.
Yeah, I'd say it's... actually,
you should put the orb in there.
Will it fit in my chest compartment?
Will it fit? Yeah. It'll fit.
It just
fits.
I put it in my chest compartment.
Nice. Will it fit in the fanny pack?
No, not at all. The fanny pack is too small.
I look around the back of the statue, just kind of walk around the perimeter of it.
So yeah, there's a set of stairs that go down behind the plinth and the pillar that it's up on. And there's sort of like, it looks like it's a door, like those like pivoting doors that you enter malls with, but they're made out of stone. And it, it's just opaque and dark.
Hmm.
But it looks like maybe like a servant's entrance way or something. Like,
did we see anything down this way?
Another door, but that door is, it's closed as opposed to the other one that was open. But this one's got like square notches in the middle that are recessed that you imagine must be part of like a revealing mechanism that sort of like gears moving that door. But it's enough that you feel like you might be able to like push the door aside.
I think we should split up.
That seems terrible.
Okay. Let's go behind the statue.
Through the revolving doors?
I use my Jedi sensing power.
Yeah.
I close my eyes and I let the Force guide me.
You walk into a wall.
Good religion, guys.
Yeah, blame the religion,
Dan. I guess we know at least you're not a Jedi.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to murder
I push you. My way through the revolving door.
The revolving door doesn't budge.
Oh, okay. I lean up against it like that's what I meant to do.
Nice. Yes.
And he looks so cool over there. Yeah. He's got that sweet lean.
Yep.
Looking comfy.
Do I just feel like it's just too heavy for me to push or that there's something else going on?
Yeah, it feels like it might be a lock. There's a slight give, but it's like stopping at a point that you're like, oh, like gotcha. There's a pin. There's pins that are keeping this closed.
Okay. Well, should we go back out this door then?
Yep. Can we go through this one?
This is where we came from.
Can we go through this one then?
Maybe. It looks like it's closed, but we won't be able to jimmy it open. Let's try it. All right.
I'm going to need like a
brawn. I'm going to examine the statue, see if there's some sort of activation to open the revolving door.
Yep. Perception against 2.
Key.
It's a door. You're just looking for a key.
That's a Jedi door, so.
That's true. Maybe roll one more purple die.
Oops.
Way to go, Jake.
What the fuck, Jake? God, you gave me so many threats. 4 threats. Thanks, but 2 successes.
Oh, 2 successes?
Yeah.
Well, part of my Jedi plan to sabotage
you. So I climb up to the top of it.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous because I might fall over.
Yeah. You're investigating it, and an arm breaks off of the statue.
It has an arm?
Strangely brittle. Well, maybe like a protrusion. You all break a protrusion off, like really like thinking that it'll work.
Where's your god now?
But when it breaks off, you hear it kind of like echoing and resonating throughout the chamber. So it's like you can tell that there's plenty of other rooms around. And all those other rooms probably know that you're breaking statues in this one. And you know that... you're kind of inspired by the fact that you're like, you're now holding this limb and you're like, you know, I bet you that orb is probably how we open doors.
Oh.
I know it's how we open the, like, circular one, but I didn't know about the revolving door, but maybe.
Hey, 333. Touch your chest to the door.
Just chest bump it.
I touch my chest to the door.
Boop. Nothing happened.
Maybe we need to do the doors in a certain order.
Yeah.
So that.
Okay. All right. Sure. Let's head back to the main room.
Back to the main room?
The podium.
All right. So now you're back at the main room. And you flop that ball into its podium?
Pop
please.
That ball.
And
that
Ball.
You realize, like you had said before, that it's like a trackpad and it makes the doors pivot and slide all the way through. So like one door can be opened at a time, but it opens and it'll stop wherever you stop the trackpad.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah, spin it really quickly.
Yeah. So let me know what door you guys want to go through out of here.
The next one.
Bottom right.
Bottom
we'll go,
right.
We'll go clockwise.
Yeah.
I choose the bottom right one.
That brings you to this room. I'm going to need somebody to roll a perception roll. Who goes in first?
I'm on it. I'm rolling.
I got a triumph, but I don't actually pass.
When you enter this room, you see a flight of stairs up to your right that goes up high to then a bridge that goes over. And what you're facing here are is like a large glass window that's just sort of like kind of musty, overgrown with moss and mold. It's like a very fuzzy glass window, so you can't see, but you can kind of tell from the bridge that there's a corner over here, so you kind of know what the whole room looks like. And then you also notice something catches your eye off in the corner, a small little
Can we go under the bridge to the other corner of the room?
Or... No, there's like a plain pane of glass between the next side. So like,
okay, but we can explore this side of the stairs.
Yeah,
and we could probably go on the bridge,
go
and get
up
to the
stairs.
Other side.
Yeah, and then you can look over. And
you
down
said
and...
you saw something in that corner.
Yeah, I saw something interesting in the corner though.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out, guys.
Cool, it's a good idea. It's a pair of sort of like cartridges that are about like 8 inches by 4 inches and like an inch thick, and there's like. Grooves and sort of like slots on one side, etchings on the other side. You got two of them, and they're kind of like
cool printer cartridges.
Yeah, big printer cartridges.
Worth so many credits.
So
worth
many
their
credits.
Weight in gold credits.
Thousands of credits.
Thousands of gold pieces.
Okay, two weird
credits.
Cartridges.
Two weird cartridges.
Do I have any idea what this might be?
You get the sense that they probably are like rudimentary form of storing information.
Oh, hard drive.
Like a zip drive. I bet they have locations of...
A jazz drive.
A jazz drive.
Just like a jazz drive. A jizz drive.
Jizz drive. Yeah, that's right. Yes. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't that a thing, though?
No, it is. Yeah. That's jizz music.
Jizz music instead of jazz music. So obviously the drives would be jizz drives.
Yeah. Jizz drives.
I think we all
I think that's just
drive.
Anybody's computer.
Yeah. Artie agrees with you. He definitely thinks they're jizz drives.
Okay. But we would need a jizz reader in order to...
You would certainly need a jizz reader for the jizz drives.
Where could we find a jizz reader?
Maybe a pawn shop somewhere. I guess maybe we head up the stairs?
When you get to the top, you find a hallway that leads over. You look down into an empty room. There seems to be a small recess right here, but you can't really see down into it because it's a bit of a drop. You're kind of up like 25 feet, and there doesn't seem to be any discernible way to get in. You discern that this must have been like some kind of observational room. These are revolving doors that are, again, locked.
Weird.
Yeah, as you try them both. The only door that seems to be open is the sliding one. That
there's
leads
no mechanism or insert or slot or anything by the revolving doors that I feel like I could...
Can I interface with them in any way?
No, it's just sort of like rocks.
Let's try the other two doors.
Sure. Right. Bottom left. You guys take point.
All right. Who's taking point?
Spub. That's Spug to you.
But you're protecting Fanny.
Yeah, I can hold someone hostage and take point. I'm that badass.
You enter.
Plus I have the human shield, so it kind of makes sense that I go first.
Spub, do you want to roll a perception into this room that you enter?
Yep. Wow. One disadvantage. Or threat.
Already trips you.
Like on purpose?
It's hard to tell. You trip into this room. It's just a hallway. That's all you can discern. It's just that it's a hall that goes off to your... what would that be?
Okay, I tickle
your
him.
Left. You tickle him?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. you little scamp. Really trying to build up the Stockholm Syndrome.
He starts like cussing and swearing at you.
Get the fuck off of me!
Oh, you.
Oh, guys!
Thanks for listening. House of Bob is sponsored by Ian at Bowen Island Beers. The music in this episode, including Face Off, Industrial Cinematic, Zazzy, Rocket, Black Vortex, Local Forecast, and Deep Haze, was produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.